Bridging the Medicare Gap, Affordable Health Insurance Strategies for Early Retirees in 2026. Retiring before age 65 creates a Medicare gap where you must fund your own health insurance. In 2026, the best strategy is to manage your modified adjusted gross income to stay below 400% of the federal poverty level. This qualifies you for Affordable Care Act subsidies, which can save you more than $10,000 annually. In addition, you can use the retroactive Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act trick to stay uninsured for up to 105 days, then pay if a medical emergency occurs and use health savings account funds to pay for COBRA premiums tax-free. However, with the right financial maneuvers, it's possible to bridge the gap to Medicare without falling over the subsidy cliff. Here's what we mean. Mastering the MAGI strategy. Under the ACA, your income is measured by your MAGI. In 2026, staying under the 400% federal poverty level threshold may create a big difference in your budget. How do you qualify for the subsidies that lower your monthly bills? You must carefully control where your retirement cash comes from. Pull from Roth IRAs, withdrawals from Roth accounts are generally tax-free and do not count towards your MAGI. Spend cash savings. Money sitting in a standard savings account was already taxed. Spending it doesn't raise your income. Harvest capital losses. If you have stocks that have lost value, selling them can offset gains, lowering your total MAGI. By using these non-taxable buckets for your living expenses, you can keep your reported income low enough to trigger massive government discounts on your health plan. 2026 income limits for ACA subsidies. Household size. 400% federal poverty limit. Potential annual savings. Individual. $62,600. $8,000 to $12,000. Couple. $84,600. $15,000 to $22,000. Family of four. $128,600. $20,000 plus. Note, treat these numbers as targets, not guarantees. The final numbers come from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services each year and are what really matter for ACA calculations. The retroactive COBRA trick. What if you retire in June, but don't want to start paying for an Obamacare plan until the next open enrollment? You might use a legal safety net known as the retroactive COBRA strategy. After leaving your job, you have 60 days to decide whether you want to keep your employer's insurance via COBRA. If yes, you then have another 45 days to make your first payment. This creates a window of roughly 105 days where you are technically uninsured but have the right to activate coverage retroactively. The safety valve. If you have a major accident on day 50, you sign the form, pay the back premiums, and your surgery is covered as if you never left your job. Using your HSA as a bridge. Most people associate HSA for laser-assisted in situ keratomalusis or dental work. But for early retirees, it is a specialized tool for premiums. Under IRS rules, you generally cannot use an HSA to pay for regular ACA plan premiums. However, there are two major exceptions for retirees. COBRA premiums, you can use tax-free HSA dollars to pay for COBRA. This essentially gives you a 20% to 30% discount on the cost, depending on your tax bracket. Unemployment premiums, if you are receiving state unemployment benefits after leaving your job, your HSA can be used toward health insurance premiums, including ACA plans. The 2026 Subsidy Cliff Warning. The 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act allowed the expanded subsidies for higher incomes to expire. In 2026, if you are a 62-year-old individual earning $63,000, you might pay $1,200 per month for a silver plan. If you lower your income to $62,000, that same plan might cost you only $500 per month. That's more than $8,000 a year in premium savings. This is why managing your MAGI is the most important job you have in early retirement. Frequently Asked Questions About 2026 Early Retiree Health Insurance Strategies. I heard I can use my HSA to pay for health insurance. Is that true for retirees? It depends on the type of insurance. Normally, you cannot use HSA funds to pay for standard health insurance premiums. However, the IRS makes a special exception for COBRA coverage. If you use COBRA to keep your employer's plan after retiring, you can use your tax-free HSA money to pay those monthly bills. You can also use an HSA to pay premiums so long as you are receiving federal or state unemployment benefits. Once you turn 65, you can also use it for Medicare Part B and Part D premiums, but not for Medigap supplemental plans. How does the retroactive COBRA strategy actually work without getting me in trouble? This is a legal timing strategy based on federal law. When you leave your job, you have a 60-day election window to choose COBRA. If you don't sign up, you pay nothing. If you have a medical emergency on day 59, you can sign the form, and your coverage becomes active back to your last day of work. You then have 45 more days to pay the bill. Essentially, it allows you to wait and see if you actually need the insurance for a 3-month period. If you stay healthy, you save thousands in premiums by never officially enrolling. What counts toward my MAGI when the IRS calculates my health insurance subsidies? Your modified adjusted gross income for ACA purposes starts with your adjusted gross income from your tax return. Then, you must add back three things: any tax-exempt Social Security benefits, tax-exempt interest, and any foreign earned income. For retirees, the big gotcha is often the 401 or traditional IRA withdrawal. Every dollar you take out of those accounts increases your MAGI and moves you closer to the subsidy cliff. Conversely, Roth IRA withdrawals and cash from a regular savings account do not count towards your MAGI at all. Is it better to stay on COBRA or switch to an ACA marketplace plan in 2026? This is a math problem. COBRA allows you to keep your exact same doctors and benefits, but you usually have to pay 102% of the full premium. An ACA plan might be much cheaper if you qualify for a subsidy by keeping your income low. However, if your income is high and you hit the subsidy cliff, COBRA might actually be cheaper than a private plan because of the group rate. Generally, if you have ongoing health issues, stay on COBRA for continuity. If you are healthy and low income, the ACA marketplace is the winner. The Epoch Times copyright 2026. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.